All these names and forms he created and entered into every one of them. But at the same time, he is acting like a miserable jiva. That Brahman who himself is the whole creation, and Brahman, the creator, creation, creature. This is a sequence. And the Maya power is such that any number of times he was told that you are not the jiva, you are that Lord, Paramatma, that supreme reality. Now, whether it is a woman or a man, or a child or a grown up, all of them, from the standpoint of Paramatma, is the same. There is no difference. But it is not understood. But how can that be? I don't believe it. As Shastra says, it does not depend upon your belief. It is the truth. But then someone said, how arrogant he is, you know. I am Brahman. That is so. Then the man of realization says, I don't want to say I am Brahman, but what to do? That is the truth. So what to say? So remaining in the body as though he is acting, experiencing sukham dukkham. So if the sukham dukkham is permanent, then we would not be able to live in this world. Because thank God that whatever the experience, very severe, the intense dukkha you must have gone through, after 10 years you look back, you laugh at it afterwards. I was childish at that time. There was a purpose. Thank God it happened that way. Some of them will say that also. Otherwise, I would have been completely gone. So this sukham dukkham experience, that is as though it is not permanent, fleeting. This power of Maya is such that even though he was told thousands of times that you are not the body, he does not accept it. But none told him he is the body. From childhood onwards, he is holding on to this body. Nobody has told him. Thoughtlessly, we are holding on to the body. God alone knows when our ignorance will end. So here, I am Brahman, one should keep saying. Whether people consider you mad or what, doesn't matter. Inside, it's not that outside you keep on saying, I am Brahman, but inside, within you, you should always remind yourself, I am Brahman. Think about this. This particular mantra is very good. Aham Brahmasmi. Whenever you get angry with your husband, Aham Brahmasmi. You know, that anger will go. And otherwise also, husband get angry with whom? I am getting angry to whom? Brahman. So, no. I should not. Immediately, you will come down. Aham Brahmasmi is a very good method. Otherwise, if you say, I am bound, I am samsari, then what happened? You will be samsari. Because as you think, so you become. Because sometime, you know, this family I saw, this mother used to call the child pagale. You know, always used to say, pagale, pagale, mad girl. Now he became pagale afterwards because he was listening all the time. That is why in English also, be an angel, you know, bring me this and all that. So it's very beautiful. So as you think, you become. So I have, now the Rishi here says, I have realized that first person, resplendent like the sun, ever shining beyond darkness, who having created all forms and names in his wisdom, exist as though functioning through them all. By this Brahma Tattva realization alone, there is complete freedom from bondage. Now that is what is told in the next one. Dhata purastatyamuda jahara chakra pravidvan pradishachatasraha tamevam vidvan amrita iha bhavati Nanyapanta ayanaya vidyate. I have seen that Purusha who was created by Dhata, infinite being. The god Indra also knew that all-pervading truth. And not only he knew, he propagated to all other devatas in all directions. In Kena Upanishad, there is a beautiful story that devatas thought that they won the war against the demons, asuras. So they were celebrating their V-Day. At that time, Bhagavan wanted to teach them that without his presence, nothing is possible. They forgot that. That is why whenever you forget God, that is the arrival of ego. And once ego arrives, dukkham comes. So these devatas, when they opened their champagne bottle of amrut in the heaven, and in the mug, you know, all the military camps are all mug only they give. They don't have any other type of this thing, glass or anything, champagne glass and also not there. All, everything is mug only. So in heaven also it was mug. So Gurudev used to say, when they were drinking, you know, the mug is afterwards, when it comes to the bottom, it touches the nose. So in order to get the bottom part of the glass or the mug, they will lift their chin. When they lifted, they saw a beautiful image. The yaksha, very beautiful, adorable form, saw that. Ha! Then everybody curious, who is that? First Agni Devata went, he asked this, yakshas, who are you? What is this? I am such a famous person. What away are you asking me? Okay, for your information, you must be new. I'll tell you. I am Agni Devata Jadavedaha. I can burn the entire creation in no time if I want. The whole creation is existing because of my mercy. I allow them to exist. Oh, I see. So Bhagavan took one small blade of grass and asked, now burn this with a dew drop on top of it. And this boy Bhagavan tried. Has nothing. He thought insulting that, you know, what a blade of grass asking me to burn. So then he tried, nothing happened. Then 100 degrees, nothing. 2000 degrees, no. Finally he exhausted all his power and he looked at it. He didn't know what it was. He came back with all the boosting is gone. It is something like the Batman, you know, going to the cricket field. Everybody cheering him and all that. Finally, the first ball itself is out. What happens? The same way here also. He came back, putting his head down. They asked, what happened? No, we don't know. I don't know. Who is the yaksha is? Then why Bhagavan went? Same thing happened. He could not move an inch of that blade of grass. Then Indra himself went, and when Indra approached, he saw. Indra approached, the yaksha disappeared. But Indra did not give up. He sat there and meditated. And there came the Haimavati Parvati. So this Amba appeared before him and introduced him to Bhagavan. That yaksha you saw was Brahman himself. So this Haimavati means the Vedas. Vedas are the one who introduces us to the truth. So having known this, he went back and taught all the devatas the nature of Brahman. So that is what is indirectly told here. That's why Shakraha means Shatakratu. 100 Ashwamedha Yaga, if you perform without mistake, then you become qualified to become the king of heaven. So Shatakratu, the short form is called Shakra. So not only we have this short form, they also have short form. Yagaraja Nagar, ஸோ டி நகர்னு சொல்லுவோம், ராமகிருஷ்ணபுரம், ஸோ ஆர்கேபுரம், இது ஷார்ட் ஃபார்ம். நவ் ஆல் ஃபார் டைரக்ஷன் பரமாத்மா இஸ் ப்ரெசன்ட் அண்ட் இந்திரா நியூ திஸ். தமேவம் வித்வான் அமிர்த இஹ பவதி. ரியலைசிங் இன் திஸ் வே அலோன் த மேன் கேன் அட்டெயின் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். இட் இஸ் நாட் எ ப்ராமிஸ்ட் ரியாலிட்டி. இட்ஸ் நாட் தட் ஆஃப்டர் ஹெவன், ஆஃப்டர் டெத் யூ வில் கோ டு ஹெவன், தென் யூ வில் என்ஜாய் ஆல் த பிளஷர்ஸ், ஆர் யூ வில் ஸ்டே இன் ஹெவன் எட்டர்னலி. இட் இஸ் அ ப்ராமிஸ்ட் ரிவார்ட். We have no idea. There is nobody to verify it also. Nobody has gone to heaven and come back and told, yes, it is true. No, nobody has come back. It's not possible. Even if somebody come and tell you also, you don't believe. It's a bhoot prayadhaage avlingi. No, he'll not. So, it is not. Here it is said, it is here itself. Amrita iha bhavati. It's not after death. It's not even... தி கிரமமுக்தி. இட் இஸ் தட் இட் இஸ் சத்யோமுக்தி, இன்ஸ்டன்ட், ஹியர் இட் செல்ஃப். ஸோ தட் இஸ் வை இம்மார்டாலிட்டி மீன்ஸ் டைம்லெஸ்னஸ், நாட் கண்டின்யூவிட்டி. ஸோ எட்டர்னல் ஹெவன் எட்ஸெட்ரா இஸ் ஆட் யூ கண்டின்யூ டு ஸ்டே தேர். ஸோ தேர் ஆல்சோ வாட் இஸ் தட் டைம் கன்செப்ட் இஸ் தேர். கண்டின்யூவிட்டி மீன் தெர் இஸ் அ டைம் கன்செப்ட், பட் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி இஸ் பியாண்ட் டைம். Where there is no concept of time at all. And na anya pantha, no other way or path one can get this. Na anya pantha, there is no other path. So how can you say that? There are so many paths are there, karma yoga, bhakti yoga, then raja yoga, then jnana yoga. Like this, there are so many. Nowadays, there are so many yoga comes. கிரியா யோகா, தென் வாட் இஸ் தட் ஸ்பர்ஷ யோகா. ஐ ஹர்ட் சம்படி சட் டச் த குரு, கோ யூ கோ டு குரு அண்ட் ஹி டச்சஸ், உடனே ரியலைசேஷன், சடன்லி சம்திங் கிளிக்ஸ், லைக் தட் ஸ்பர்ஷ யோகா. அண்ட் தர்ஷன யோகா, திஸ் அனதர் ஒன், ஹீ லுக்ஸ் அட் யூ, அதர்வைஸ் ஹீ க்ளோசஸ் இஸ் ஐஸ் அண்ட் தென் ஹீ கோ, யூ ஓப்பன் இஸ் ஐஸ் அண்ட் லுக் அட் யூ, சடன்லி ஹீ கெட் ரியலைஸ்ட் சம்திங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ். There was another Swami who used to beat you, you know. Yeah. Good. And you know, everybody felt Kundalini is raised because he's the one touching that. Naturally, somebody beat you, you feel something. In Svetashvedra Upanishad, when the Rishi said, this is the only path, there is no other path. What? Knowing Brahman alone is the only path. There is no other path. When he said, the student was very upset. He asked, how can you say that? There is only one path. There must be some other path also. Then the Rishi said, yes. If you can fold like a carpet the entire space with your hand, then it is possible. The whole space, you fold it nicely with your hand, like a carpet, and then put it in one corner, then it is possible. Means what? It is impossible. It is not only, the only means it is not possible. No, not only one way, that is realization of God means, only one way means knowledge of truth alone. He is like pramana, to know the truth. Like suppose a flower is in front of you, suppose we say, to know this flower, the only way is to open your eyes and see. That is not fanaticism. It is statement of a fact. It is not by just joining my religion, you will become realized. No, you must be a jnani purusha. Only then realization is possible. There is no other path. So this is what is declared in the Upanishad also. Now, the last mantra. Yatnena yatnamayajanta devaha tani dhanmani prathamanyasan teganakam mahimanasya jante yatra purve sadhyasanti devaha those gods they worshipped, Yajnam, that lord of all worship, Vishnu. Yaj means to worship. Yajna means act of worship. The altar is also called Yajna. He who performs Yajna is also called Yajna. So, all the three. So, in Sanskritam, if you learn, immediately you will understand non-duality. Because the person who is performing the Yajna is also called Yajna. The act of performance is also called Yajna. And to whom it is to be reached, the goal, the ultimate goal, that is also called Yajna. So, Yajna vai Vishnu. So, Yajati the Yajna, act of worship. So, Yajnena Yajnama Yajanta Devaha. Therefore, these Yajnas became foremost, noblest in this world. Why? The first time the Devatas performed what? Yajna. Therefore, that particular act became the noblest and the best dharma. So that is why, you know, any Mahapurusha, whatever he does, that became the noblest act. Mahatma Gandhi, when he, what was that? He going to jail became a noblest act during his time, isn't it? So if nobody has gone to jail, they look down upon him. But otherwise, going to jail is considered, very... It's a shameful thing. But his time, going to jail became honorable, isn't it? So this very same Mahatmas are the one who gives that touch, the nobility to any act. So very action by itself is neither noble or ignoble. But who gives that greatness is the Mahatma. So here, these Devatas, they performed the Yajna the first time. So that very Yajna became the noblest. Dharma, the best dharma, noblest act it became. Then those people who understood this gods worshipped Yajna Purusha. So the people also started conducting Yajnas. So afterwards, the Yajna became one of the most sacred form of worship. Deha nakam mahimanas jante. Those people who perform these rituals, even without understanding the meaning, they acquired merit. It's not that the ritualistic portion, we understand the meaning. Not everybody knows the meaning, unless you study it. It's not that meaning is not there, but then the meaning, without knowing the meaning, blindly performing the ritual also, they acquire the merit, and as a result of the merit, they will go to heaven. But there is someone who understands the meaning, and they meditate upon the Lord, that they become one with the Lord. So the two, the very same Yajna has got two purpose. One is your Ishta Kamya Siddhi Kamya. Whatever your desire is there, that can be fulfilled through the Yajna. But the very same Yajna is performed without any particular desire. Your Antakarana gains purity, and that will take you to the highest realization. So, some people ask this question, whether I should know the Shastra properly, and if I don't know proper chanting, should I chant? It depends upon the purpose. If you are performing a ritual with a desire, with a sankalpa to have certain desire fulfilled, then you have to chant properly. But if you have no particular desire, you are doing it only for your antakarna shuddhi, then you don't have to worry about it. You just chant whatever way you know. See that not too many mistakes are there. That is all. Even if little mistake is there, Bhagavan will forgive you because of your love. So that's why children, when they chant, Vakkala Dunda Mahakaya Surya Godi Samapra, like this, if there be a mistake, that also Bhagavan accepts because of their love. So, nākam. Nākam is also another beautiful word. Kam means sukam. Akam means sorrow. Na-akam means double negative is used here. Nākam means not a sorrowful place. You see, why they go roundabout way to tell? Why can't they say straight away? Say, heaven means sukam. They say, not sorrow. Why? Because the sukham is not permanent there. That's the point. You go there thinking that you will get sukham. There also I heard there is a gradation. Karma deva, then deva, then the supi officers, then workers. You know, like Indra's driver is not the same experience. And then Brihaspati, Ananda, like this, there are gradation. In Taittiriya Upanishad, there are so grades are given, different Ananda. So, heaven also, there are so many. All right, that reminds me of a joke, let me tell you. You know, in Bombay, it's called Best Bus. You must have heard. And whenever when we used to go from Powai Ashram, we used to go to the city, and you know, there's a bus stop there. And you stand there, there'll be a line, then bus will come, and by the time you reach there, the bus already gone, already started. And then you run after the bus, and then somebody from the bus will lift you. Then you somehow get into it, and there, after getting into it, there's no place to stand. And somehow manage, because in bus, so many people are there, you don't have to hold and all that. And I used to have a problem because that railing I can't reach. So I will just stand there. You will be well cushioned, so no problem at all. And by the time you go and reach the other place, wherever you want to reach, you already had a savana, a nice exercise, you know. Going this way, that way, and the bus driver, they never look at the potholes and all that. You know, they just run through. So that's why our roads are all very holy, holy roads. Lot of holes. So this bus driver died after so many years of service. It so happened a priest also died same day. And both of them reached the gates of the heaven. They had to register. So-and-so has come. Oh, they look at the record, and then the angel will take. Both of them were taken in the aerial car. And in a beautiful bungalow came. And immediately the angel said, you have to get down, sir, here. The bus driver was told to get down here, sir. And the priest was very impressed. Wow, the bus driver gets such a beautiful bungalow. And he got down, he himself also got down, priest also got down with this bus driver and went inside whether it is good or not. And bus driver also could not believe that, hey, I'm given such a facility. And immediately to test, he ordered Coca-Cola. Immediately Coca-Cola came. Then he got, hey, it's not chilled properly. Another angel came with a chilled Coca-Cola. It was real. So he said, okay, good. Now the priest was taken to his quarters. And this angel took him far, far away, and then there was a high-rising building, 54th floor, and something like F24, it was the number. There he landed and opened the door. This is your place. What? Is heaven also discrimination? That bus driver got such a beautiful, palatial bungalow with servants and all that. Here it is, two-room apartment with a kitchen and one bathroom, this thing. What is this? Balcony is there, sir. You can look out. Did you make a mistake? She again looked at that. Her record is all programmed nicely, computerized. Yes, sir, F24, correct, your name. What is the reason? He started arguing. See, I was there, I was down on earth. I was the agent sending people to heaven. And I gave sermon, in the church, etc. I gave sermon, everybody listening to me only they came. And these angels had said, when you gave sermon, people slept. But then that merit also, people could not sleep at home. They came to my sermon and they slept. At least for that, you should give me some credit. That is what is given to you. Then what about him? Bus driver? See, his case is totally different. What is the difference? He says, when he drove the bus, everybody prayed. That also holding on to their dear life. Oh God, save me. When you preached, everybody slept. When he drove, what happened? Everybody prayed. Now, average every day, 200 people praying. 30 years of service. Think about it. What punya he must have collected. That's why he got it. Trapurve sadhya sandhi devaha. That is called heaven. So that heaven also temporary. Anandaha. So karma content, after performing the ritual, they reach heaven where all celestials were already. Yatra purve sadhya sandhi devaha. So this sadhya devatas who perform the ritual, they are already there. So to that place, these people reached. So the devas worship the Lord of all yajnas. Therefore, yajna became dedicated sacrifice. Dharmas became the noblest thing in the world. The heaven where earlier performers, sadhyas of this yajna live, there will enter those people and live, those who perform this yajna. Now, thus end the 18 mantras. Now, there are how many types of yajnas are there? There are different types of yajna. There are two types of yajna. One yajna is the nature of goal, lakshya. The other yajna is the nature of sadhana. So in our shastra, there are so many types of rituals. Any means which purifies our mind is called sadhana rupa yajna. The first one is that yajna which takes you directly to the truth, like meditation upon the truth. This is the sadhya rupa yajna. Second yajna, there are many kinds, many ways to purify the mind. It is something like how many detergents are there? Many. A, L, L, no, something like all, and then there is what? Some other, so many total, something like that, different, one whole line it is there. But any detergent you take, it serves the same purpose. Now, they all claim the ours is better, but actually they are all same. The same way, any particular yajna you use, it doesn't mean that all different type of yajna you have to do it. Any one of them you take, it is good enough. So, select one and follow that sincerely. So, I will give you those yajnas. Number one is Vedic ritual. This can be performed through Purohitas because we don't know, we are not expert. So, we can use Purohitas with their help. We can do ritual, Vedic ritual. Or otherwise, Sandhya Vandana Mityadi. They're all Vedic rituals. If you are initiated into it, please follow it. At least one time a day. Because what happened? This is the one that has given you the intelligentsia, the buddhi. People who perform or Sandhya Vandana Gayatri Jamam, their intellectual capacity is something that is unmatched. And this was given to them because they have to retain in memory the whole Vedas. That is why it was given to them. Now what happened? First generation, they neglect. Then what happened? Second generation, third generation, whatever the forefathers earned, that will continue. But fourth generation become lost. Like this Parsis, you know what happens? The generation slowly going because they started marrying close relatives. So they lost it. The same way, Brahmanas also, if they don't continue to practice Sandhya Vandanam Gayatri Japa, what happened? Where fourth generation, they will lose that intelligentsia. So this is very important. Then idol worship. Second is idol worship, taking a form and shodasha upachara puja. If somebody is doing it, continuously do it. So that is also another rituals. Then purta yajna, ishta purti. Ishti is ritual, the performance. Purti means the vapi kupa tatakadi. Like the taking care of an orphanage and building satram guest houses where there are no water, you go and build some wells. So these are all considered school, hospital, guest house, free kitchen, run free kitchen. So somebody started this, Akshay Patra as an organization is there. It's very beautiful. He runs a big kitchen and serve food to all the people. Or plant trees, or provide drinking water. These are all considered punyakarma. And do it as a worship to the Lord, not for getting, you know, the somebody's recognition, you know, the Lions Club or Rotary Club give you a certificate. Not for that. It is as a service to the Lord. It's an offering to the Lord. If you do it to that merit, with that merit, one can reach heaven. Then Swadhyaya Yajna. Swadhyaya Yajna is read. Studying the scriptures on a daily basis. Gita Parayanam. Some people do Gita Parayanam daily. One chapter every day they chant. Or they chant Bhagavata Parayanam, Ramayana Parayanam. These are all the Swadhyaya Yajna. So sometimes what happened, people who organize the Yajna, they go around and organize everything, but they will not sit and listen. And people go and thank them also. Thank you for organizing such a wonderful Yajna. We had this opportunity to listen. And did you hear it? I was running around all the time. But if you do this Swadhyaya Yajna, also include chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, every day if you chant, or Rudram, Chamakam, etc., people who have learned, those you chant also, it is considered very auspicious. That is also considered a yajna. Then Yoga Yajna. Yoga Yajna is if you are initiated into pranayama, this should be done with the supervision of somebody who is an expert. Otherwise, don't start pranayama looking at the TV or some books you read, no. Because prana is very dynamic, very powerful. I still remember when I was in Rishikesh, there was one Swami used to go like this in all the time. Every second he will do like this. Then I asked, what happened? He said, he practiced pranayama, something happened. Some nerves got tilted. Then nobody could correct afterwards. So don't do it on your own. With Guru, you should get initiated, then only you should do. Os asana, dhyana, ityadi, dashtanga yoga. If you practice, that is called Yoga Yajna. Then the sixth one is Samyama Yajna, called self-control. Not transgressing the limit of Shastra, follow Dharma. Accept the fruit of action as prasad. It's called Samyama Yajna. So do your duties, perform your duties, so dharma anushtanam. It's called Samyama Yajna. Then Mahavrata Yajna. Oh, that is the five noble virtues you practice. Satyam, Ahimsa, Satyam, Brahmacharya, Aparigraham, Asteyam. It's called Mahavrata Yajna. Truthfulness, non-injury, celibacy, non-accumulation of things, non-stealing. These are the Mahavrata Yajna. Any one of them you practice. Satyam or Ahimsa. These, any one of them you practice. It's considered Mahavrata Yajna. Then Upasana Yajna. Meditation on one particular idol. It's called Upasana. Tapo Yajna. Performing duties or penance. Fasting. Fasting, Some people can fast, some people cannot fast. So you see your constitution. Just because everybody is fasting, you also fast. Ekadashi, no. But you know, in India, Ekadashi and all that is very good. Because you get a lot of things to eat. It is said you should take phalahahara, fruit. But then it become pa, palahara, many ahara, different. Actually, fasting day they get wonderful food, sabudana, bada, vasudana, kichadi, wow. So not that kind of a penance, please. Penance means fasting and then going to, or tirthayatra, danam, bathing in holy river. These are all considered the tapoyatnya. Because going to certain pilgrims and there's like Kailas Yatra and all, it's all tapas. You know, you can't breathe also properly and all kinds of problem you have to face and still you do. It is called tapas. Then the 10th one is called Tattva Vichara Yatnya. Enquiry into the nature of truth and speak about it. So these are the different way of yatnyas. So this jnana yatnya is also considered tattva vichara yatnya. So any one of them, you take it and be serious or sincere about it. It is not that all of them you have to do. That's why varieties are given. So whatever that suits you, if you think that chanting Rudram Chamakam is my way of yatnya, do that every day. Or chanting Vishnu Sahasranama is considered, that is easy for you. Do that. So anyone you take and be consistent in that. That is the point. And you should make a rule that without chanting, I'll not go to sleep. So even if you miss it before going to sleep, you will be sleepy. But chant it and then do it. So that is the vow. Now we have completed it. The 18 mantras, there are few more mantras there in the chanting book. The next one is called, I'll give you a free rendering of the meaning. So I think meanings are all, most of them are same, so it is not difficult to understand. So this next one is called Uttara Narayana, according to Apastamba Sutra. This also deal with the same Purusha as the earlier one, and there is continuity. This deal with the worship of Purusha as sun. Now let us Abhyasambhuta Prithuvairasacha Vishwakarmana Samavartatadhi Tasyatvashtavitadat Rupameti Tat Purushasya Vishwamajanamagre. Now, this is the 19th one. The universe arose from Vishwakarma through 5 elements. He excelled Aditya. So, Abhyasambhuta Prithuvairasacha. So, through 5 elements. Prithvi, Rasacha. So these, what you call water, Prithvi, etc., up Prithvi, etc. Vishwakarmani, Vishwakarmana, Samavartadati. So it's called Vishwakarma. So the universe arose from Vishwakarma. Vishwasyakarta Vishwakarma. The one who created the Vishwa is called Vishwakarma. The sun is called Toshta. Tasya Toshta Vitadat Rupameti Tat Purushasya Vishwamajanamagre. So this sun is called Toshta, rises in the morning, embodying the brilliance. In the beginning of creation, the mortal world enveloped in gloom received its brilliance from the sun shining, the glory of Paramatma. So it is the same Purusha is called sun here. So Surya Devata. Then the same mantra is repeated here. వేదాహమేతం పురుషం మహాంతం ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమస పరస్తాత్ తమేవం విద్వాన్ అమృత ఇహ భవతి ఐ నో ద గ్రేట్ పర్సన్ వేదాహమేతం పురుషం మహాంతం హూ ఇస్ బియాండ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ అండ్ డార్క్నెస్ అండ్ ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమస పరస్తాత్ అండ్ హూ స్ప్లెండర్ ఈస్ కంపారబుల్ టు దాట్ ఆఫ్ సన్ తమేవం విద్వాన్ అమృత ఇహ భవతి Knowing him thus in this life itself, one transcends death, amrutaiha bhavati, nanyah pantha vidyate yanaya. There is no other path leading to the attainment of liberation. We have seen that mantra before. Then, prajapatischarati garbhe andaha ajayamano bahuta vijayate. తస్య ధీరా పరిజానంతి యోనిం మరీచీనాం పదమిచ్ఛంతి వేదసః నౌ ప్రజాపతిశ్చరతి గర్భే అంధః ద సన్ హూ ఈస్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ మూవ్స్ అబౌట్ ఇన్ స్పేస్ బిట్వీన్ హెవెన్ అండ్ ఎర్త్ క్రియేటింగ్ డే అండ్ నైట్ సో ఇట్ ఈస్ సన్ సన్ ఈస్ అడ్రెస్డ్ యాజ్ పురుష ఓన్లీ హియర్ ఆల్దో హీ ఈస్ అన్బార్న్ Being the self of all, he manifests himself as the manifold universe. That's why Gayatri also, even though we look at the physical sun, what is that sun represent? Our Antaratma, that is the sun. And the mind is the obstacle. So to remove that obstacle, only this mantra is chanted. And wise men realize the source of the universe, the all-pervading Paramatma, who is sought after even Prajapati and Marichi. Marichi and Prajapati is sought after whom? That Paramatma. They know the source. That source is what is sought after. And at the same time, that Paramatma is all-pervading. Continuing. యో దేవేభ్య ఆతపతి యో దేవానాం పురోహితః పూర్వో యో దేవేభ్యో జాతః నమో రుచాయ బ్రాహ్మయే సాల్యుటేషన్స్ టు ద రెస్ప్లెండెంట్ సన్ గాడ్ హూ ఇస్ ద సన్ ఆఫ్ పరబ్రహ్మన్ హూ ఇస్ ఇన్వోక్డ్ యాజ్ ది బెనిఫిషియంట్ లీడర్ ఆఫ్ ద గాడ్స్ And who was one of the eldest among the gods. So Prajapati. Atapati yo devanam purohidaha. Purvoyo beyond, before devas. Purvoyo devebhyo jataha. Before devas, he was born. It means he was the first born. So Prajapati, we saw that. Prajapati was the first born. And then devatas worshipped. Out of him, everything came. Brahman identifying Maya with Maya is Ishvara. That Ishvara is the one. Brahman himself has no creativity. He doesn't create. But unless he identifies with Maya, there is no creation. So Ishvara is the creator. That Ishvara is also called Prajapati. So only all our prayers are addressed to Ishvara, not Brahman. Ishvara has the power to create, sustain, and dissolve. Then, Richam Brahmam Janayantaha Deva Agreta Dabhruvanna Yastvaivam Brahmano Vidyat Tasya Deva Asanvashe When the gods initiated the knowledge of Brahman, They declared this teaching about the Supreme Reality. Deva agre tadabhruvan yastvaivam brahmano vidyat tasya deva asanvashe. So, the sages who knows the Supreme as described before will have sovereignty over the gods. For why? He has become the inner self of all. He becomes one with the total. Tasya deva asanvashe. He becomes inner self of even the devas. So he will rule over even the devas. That's why the Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, Shrutriyasya jakamahadasya de deshadam manushyagandharvana mananda. So it is said, a unit of happiness is asisto drivisto bilistha, that person who is young and educated, healthy, and who has got the entire world at his command. He is a monarch. And Shuddham Rajyam Asapatnam Rajyam, it is a wealthy country and unrivaled kingdom. Such a person, young, and he has got all the appetite to enjoy, such a person's happiness is considered one unit of happiness. Multiplied by 100 is Gandharva. Multiplied by 100 is Manushya Gandharva. Manushya Gandharva means the human being get promoted to heaven. That is one meaning. They say this in the then Gandharva. They say the Gandharvas, then the Devas. Devas who are resident already there. They also had a certain period. And before expiring their period, they give birth to a child. And that child born in heaven is considered a resident. Like, you know, America children are born, considered American citizen. Same way, heaven also they give you that. And all of them afterwards, the Karmadeva, then Devendra, then Brihaspati, then Prajapati, then Brahma. And he says, Shrutriyacha, Shrutriyascha Kamasya. That Shrutriya, Brahmanishta, Akamahdaha means the one who has no desire, gone beyond all desire. That person's happiness is considered much more than Brahmaji's Ananda. That is what he said. Why? He become one with them, one with the self. The last one. Hrishcha te lakshmi chapatnyo. Aho ratre parshve nakshatrani rupam ashvino vyattam ishtam manishanam amam manishanam sarvam manishanam. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Now, Hri, modesty, Lakshmi, Shri, wealth. These two are your wives. See, it is already given in Vedas. Lakshmi and Shri, your wife. What? Vishnu. So it's not that our Vyasa Bhagavan has created these images. No, it is already there in Vedas. And day and night are your sides. The stars with moon are thy form. They help us to get a glimpse of yours. When we look at the all stars, heaven, sky, what is that glory? So we get a glimpse of Bhagavan glory. Because through that, at least, we hope our mind will travel to the one who has created this world. As we know, Ashino means Dya Prithivyo, heaven and earth. These are the form of your wide open mouth. Vyattam, the wide open mouth. Heaven and earth are presided over Ashvinau, Ashwini Devata. So, you the great one, please grant my desire. After telling all these things, what you want? Now he says, please grant my desire of knowing Brahman. So, I have this desire to know the truth. Please fulfill that. Manishana, ishtam manishana, amum manishana. So, manishana means give. Amum means particularly longevity, cattle and horses are to be granted. First, the student is asking for certain thing. Then afterwards, he thought that, hey, suppose I keep on listing, suppose I miss something. So he says, why so many things? Sarvam manishana. Please grant all the desire pertaining to this world and other world also. So this is a prayer also. Like Rudra Sukta, it is a prayer. Giving, asking, give me this, give me this. One more mantra we didn't give up. ॐ तच्छं यो रावृणीमहे गातं यज्ञाय गातं यज्ञपदये दैवी स्वस्तिरस्तु नः स्वस्तिर्मानुषेभ्यः ऊर्ध्वं जिगादु भेषजं शन्नो अस्तु द्विपदे शं चतुष्पदे ॐ शांति शांति शांति. It is a prayer, may all the adversities leave us forever, so that we can sing in the sacrifice, yajna, and for the Lord of the sacrifice, Vishnu. We pray to the Supreme Divine Lord for the welfare of one and all. Sustinastu naha, daivim sustinastu naha, sustir manushebhyaha. May the medicinal herbs grow in their potency. May the human beings. Channo astu dvipate sham chatushpate. May the human being, means bipeds, be happy. Two-legged animals, that is human being. May all other beings, four-legged ones, chatushpate, be happy. May there be peace. Shanti, 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 adidevikam, adibhautikam, adhyatmika shanti. So, this is the Purusha Suktam. We have completed in time. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity to think on this wonderful divine Suktam. Hari Om. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari
Before we conclude, we can chant one more time. Purusha Sukta. Om Tacham Yo Arunimahe Gatam Yatnaya Gatam Yatnapataye Devi Sustinastunaha Sustir Manushebhyaha Urdham Jigatu Bheshajam Channo astu dvipade sam chatushpade om shanti shanti shanti.
Om sahasra shisha purushah sahasra aksha sahasra pad sahumim vishvato dutva atyatishya dashambulam
Yatputam yachabhavyam Utamrutatvasyeshanaha Yatannenatirohati Yetavanasya mahima Atojjayakam shapurushaha Padosya vishvabhutani Tripadasyamritam divim Tripadurdva utai purushah Pado seha bhavat punaha Tato vishvam vikramat Sashananashane api Smaapyatnya Virajo ati purushah Sajato atyarichyada Pachat bhumimato puraha Yat purushena havisha Deva yatnyamatanvata Vasanto asya sitajyam Vishma yitma sharatthavihi Saptasya sanparidhayaha Trisaptas samidhakridaha Devayat yatnam tanvanaha అభగ్నం పురుషం పశుం తం యజ్ఞం బర్హిషి ప్రోక్షన్న పురుషం జాతమగ్రద తేన దేవా అయజంత సాధ్యా ఋషయశ్చ యజ్ఞాస్సర్వహుతః పశూగం స్థాగం చక్రే వాయవ్యాన్ ఆరణ్యాన్ గ్రామ్యాన్ చయే తస్మాత్ యజ్ఞాస్సర్వహుతః ఋచస్సామాని జజ్ఞిరే పుంసి జజ్ఞిరే తస్మాద్ యజుస్తస్మాదజాయత తస్మాదశ్వా అజాయంత ఏకేచోభయాతత గావోహ జజ్ఞిరే తస్మాద్ తస్మాజ్జాత అజావయః యత్ పురుషం విదదుః కథితావ్యకల్పయన్ కిమస్య గౌపాహో కా ఊరుపాదా ఉచ్యేతే బ్రాహ్మణోస్య ముఖమాసీత్ బాహోరాజన్యకృతః ఊరుతదస్య యత్ వైశ్యః పత్యాగం శూద్రో అజాయత చంద్రమా మనసో జాతః చక్షో సూర్యో అజాయత ముఖాదింద్రశ్చాగ్నిశ్చ ప్రాణాత్ వాయురజాయత నాభ్యా ఆసీదంతరిక్షం తీష్ణాద్యౌ సమవర్తత పద్భ్యాం భూమిర్దిశశ్రోత్రాత్ లోకాగం అకల్పయన్ వేదాహమీతం పురుషం మహాంతం ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమసస్తు పారే సర్వాణి రూపాణి విచిత్య తీరః నామాని కృత్వాభివదన్యదాస్తే దాతా పురస్తాత్ ముధా జహార శక్ర ప్రవిద్వాన్ ప్రతిశశతస్రః తమేవం విద్వానమృత ఇగ భవతి నాన్యః పంథా అయనాయ విద్యతే యజ్ఞేన యజ్ఞమయజందేవాః తాని ధర్మాణి ప్రథమాన్యాసన్ దేహనాకం అభిమానస్సచంతే యత్ర పూర్వే సాధ్యా సంతి దేవాః అభ్యసంబోధ పృథువైరసాచ విశ్వకర్మణ సమవర్తతాది తస్య త్వష్టా విదద్రూపమేతి తత్పురుషస్య విశ్వమాజానమగ్రే వేదాహమీతం పురుషం మహాంతం ఆదిత్యవర్ణం తమస పరస్తాత్ తమేవం విద్వానమృత ఇహ భవతి నాన్యః పంథా విద్యతేయనాయ ప్రజాపతిశ్చరది గర్భే అంతః అజాయమానో బహుధా విజాయతే తస్య ధీరా మరీచీనాం పదమిచ్ఛంతి వేదసః యో దేవేభ్య ఆతపతి యో దేవానాం పురోహితః పూర్వో యో దేవేభ్యో జాతః నమో ఋచాయ బ్రాహ్మయే ఋచం బ్రాహ్మం జనయంతః అగ్రే తదబ్రువన్ యత్వైవం బ్రాహ్మణో విద్యాత్ తస్య దేవా అసంవశే రేశ్చ తే లక్ష్మీ చ పత్న్యో అహోరాత్రే పార్శ్వే నక్షత్రాణి రూపం అశ్వినో వ్యాప్తం ఇష్టం మనిషాణ అముం మనిషాణ sarvam anishanam.